It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways.
My idea of summer school looked a lot like this detention scene from The Breakfast Club. Angsty teenagers bullied by an adult with something to prove. So I headed to Ballard Elementary in Niles, Michigan to test my theory. I met Jordan on the playground. He was balancing on a wooden beam with three of his friends. They called themselves the CJ Crew. I asked him if he was serving his first sentence. He says he did time at his old school.
I had summer school one time there. Like, they never let you go outside. They kept you in a hot room all day. And you didn't even have a real teacher. You just had a janitor.
But Jordan has different feelings about his time here at Ballard. He says he is happy to be here. That if given the chance to stay home, he'd still come to school. I tested the crowd for resentment, assuming Jordan was getting paid off by a teacher.
No, it is not. It's super fun.
It's actually fun.
Summer school is fun. You just don't get how fun it is.
It's fun.
I have a lot of fun.
My theory was breaking down. Mary Clanton teaches fourth grade summer school, but sticks around in the afternoon for a program called Summer My Way. And this is where things get interesting at Niles Elementary.
Fourth graders this time in the afternoons are doing stuff about rockets. There's an archery class. In the mornings, they have like skateboarding classes and first aid classes. There's fire safety.
The list goes on with classes ranging from flag football to Lego robotics. So here's how the program works. Any kid at Niles Community Schools who struggles academically during the school year can take summer school classes in the morning. When they get out, the place transforms into a summer camp meets learning enrichment program, available to any Niles student free of charge. The kids can choose from three different learning tracks. There's Mad Scientist, Around the World, and Movin' and Fuelin'. The idea is that the program helps kids apply what they learn in the morning. For instance, Clanton's fourth graders have been working on multiplying decimals in summer school. In the afternoon, they're out building race cars and doing multiplication to measure for top speed. Catherine Augustine is a senior policy researcher at RAND Corporation, an education think tank.
If you have an afternoon activity that the kids are engaged in that does reflect what was learned in the morning, then I think, you know, that could be an ideal situation.
Kids who aren't in summer school are in the Summer My Way program all day. This is all part of the trick. Ballard Elementary has become the place to be over the summer. This all started 2 years ago when the local YMCA and district library reached out to Niles schools. They wanted to pull together all the summer programs available to Niles kids into a one-stop shop. Enter more than two dozen community partners, like 4-H and Lakeland Hospital. They contributed everything from curriculum to money. Summer My Way was rolled out last summer for the first time. This year, it's 450 spots filled up within minutes of opening registration. Jerry Price is with United Way, one of the program's biggest financial partners.
This is truly a city that has not only embraced, but has engaged in really the future of their community.
When I ask kids what they'd be doing without Summer My Way, let's just say there was a reoccurring theme.
Taking a nap, watching TV.
Probably watching TV.
Watching TV.
Well, if they're not at summer school and they're at home, they're probably just sitting their lazy butts on the couch playing video games and watching TV.
School may not be out for the summer, but the kids of Niles, Michigan sure don't mind. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Josh Andrew.